from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 20th. Coming up, the annual CU Folk and Roots Festival starts tonight at several venues in Urbana. We'll talk with one of this year's headline performers, Dom Flemons. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. With only 3 weeks before the November election, Illinois Democrats in several statewide races are outraising their Republican opponents. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The latest campaign disclosure reports show that Governor J.B. Pritzker is part of the reason why. His campaign doled out $1 million each to Alexei Janulius, who's running for Secretary of State, and Attorney General Kwame Raoul, who is seeking re-election. As of the end of September, Janulius had about $2.5 million, while his Republican opponent Dan Brady had about $248,000. Raoul had raised $1.5 million, while GOP candidate Tom DeVore had about $300,000. The Democratic candidates for state Supreme Court also hold commanding financial leads, thanks in part to Pritzker. He gave $500,000 each to Mary Kay O'Brien and Elizabeth Rochford. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Student test scores in Illinois on state reading and math exams plummeted last year during the pandemic. And now, state education officials say, scores still have not rebounded to pre-pandemic levels. At a briefing on Tuesday, Illinois State Board of Education Research Director Melissa DeGangi said, outside research shows recovery could be slow.
Catastrophic events, you know, whether that's a hurricane or a global pandemic, you can see far-reaching impacts of those for between 1 and 2 decades. So that's, you know, something that we should be considering in our long-term planning as far as learning recovery goes.
But state officials also shared that student test scores improved at an accelerated rate this year. They said students on average grew more academically than they did before the pandemic, a rebound officials attribute to efforts by teachers and school leaders. Both congressional candidates in Illinois' 13th district say they support lowering prescription prices and capping the cost of insulin, but they disagree on a new federal law meant to achieve those goals. In this week's Truth Test, Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports on what that means in a country with high health care costs.
Republican Regan Deering opposes the Inflation Reduction Act, which President Biden signed in August. Democrat Nikki Budzinski supports it. Here's a part of what the act does.
So what the act would allow for is that the government and Medicare specifically to negotiate with drug companies to bring down the cost of prescription drugs.
That's Kevin Sylvester, interim director at the School of Analytics, Finance, and Economics at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. The act also caps monthly insulin costs for Medicare beneficiaries. In a statement to St. Louis TV station KSDK, Deering says, quote, I support capping the cost of insulin and other life-saving drugs. But she added that it would need to be in a, quote, responsible, standalone bill. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign-Urbana's latest queer publication, The Lavender Newsletter, released its first edition this month. Founders Jada Fulcher and Sophie West say they were inspired to create the newsletter after seeing a social media post from the Urbana Free Library. That post showcased the library's archive of a 1980s newsletter for lesbians called the Lavender Prairie News. Archive assistant Ann Panthen says she's excited to know that the archives have had such an impact.
That is exactly the kind of thing that we exist for, is for people to come in and have an idea, and we can pull out stuff that we have and really fuel their ideas. And, you know, I think it worked perfectly in this case.
The Lavender Newsletter will come out on the first of every month. Its next edition will focus on the midterm elections. Still to come, we'll talk with multi-instrumentalist Dom Flemons. He's performing this week at the annual CU Folk and Roots Festival. That conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
Last spring, when PBS released the first season of the Danish-language hit Seaside Hotel on Passport, several viewers let us know how much they loved the series. In fact, viewers enjoyed the series so much they requested more seasons as soon as possible. So we're excited to share the news that seasons 2 and 3 are available right now as a friend of WILL with Passport. Find out how you can watch Seaside Hotel, which has been described as Agatha Christie meets Downton Abbey, at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The 14th annual CU Folk and Roots Festival gets underway tonight at several different venues in Urbana. One of this year's festival headliners is the multi-instrumentalist Dom Flemons. Flemons, who calls himself the American Songster, is a talented vocalist who also plays guitar, harmonica, rhythm bones, and several other instruments. I spoke with Flemons this week, starting with why he relocated to the Chicago area 2 years ago.
As the pandemic actually began, I was living in Washington, D.C., and all of my shows went down, and that included all of my educational programming that I was doing in D.C. And I have a little daughter who's just 4 years old, and so the family and I decided to move over where my wife grew up, which is over in the Chicago area.
Yeah, so how has that, I guess, changed things for you here the last couple of years? You know, a new location, has that kind of changed, you know, your approach, your performances, anything like that, or is it just similar things in a new spot?
Well, I think in some ways it's reinforced the value of sort of a broad palette that I present as the American Songster. And with Chicago being sort of in the middle of the country, having access to the different spots in the South, the West, the North, and the East, it's great to be centrally located so that I can access all those different places. And of course, Chicago and the surrounding areas have such an interesting history as well. A lot of my favorite performers were either recorded here or they migrated and lived up in Chicago. So it's nice to be in the area as well. So I think there's, you know, kind of doing work as usual because I'm always traveling, you know, to get to where I'm going to play. But in another way, location-wise, this is just a really nice area for the history as well as the landscapes.
Looking at your website now, it looks like you're back to a pretty busy touring schedule. Would you say that things are at least back to close to where they were before the pandemic, or is there still a ways to go?
I think in some ways there's still a ways to go because it was much more comprehensive than just a single event. Of course, in the music business and the entertainment business in general, when one major faction goes down, that's one part of it. But when everything comprehensively goes down, there's a long recovery period. I'll say that toward the second half of this year, or I guess about maybe toward the summertime, things have started to take on a semblance of normality. But there's still quite a bit of ways to go. There have been quite a few venues that have gone down, and there have been quite a few folks that have found that the strains of the pandemic have been just too much for them to handle. And of course, as a musician as well, trying to keep the balance between life and art, that has also been a big strain. And so for me, I've been trying to go at it a couple of different ways to make sure that, I don't let one take over the other. But that has been its own type of challenge that's come along the way. And so for me, I've tried to learn new numbers, and then I've been in the process of recording a new album. And so, hopefully we'll lock in something about it soon. But it's taken quite a bit to try to figure out which way do you go next.
Don't need no cup of coffee in the morning. I can get a fine. Delia is a pretty girl, but she ain't mine, but she ain't mine. Take a little trip to the station, I'm bound to go. When I'll see my lover again, I do not know. Too long, I've been gone.
You know, being in a new area the last couple of years, you know, what kind of collaborations has that opened up to you? Maybe with some artists in the Chicago area that you hadn't worked with before?
Well, one of my favorite collaborations is one that I did with Billy Branch, the wonderful Chicago blues legend, and he and I co-wrote a song together with another songwriter, Carl Gustafson. We co-wrote a song called Nobody Wrote It Down for an album called Moja, and that was really a wonderful collaboration. It was sort of a Western song that kind of took the themes of what I talked about in Black Cowboys and moved them a little farther out. Billy sings the song, but we came up with the song together, and I'm playing guitar on that recording. And so that was an interesting collaboration to have come up, and you know, just to be able to work with Billy Branch and to find out that he has Western roots in his family. It was just a really amazing collaboration. Another one that I was able to do was because I moved out to the Chicago area, I have a lot better access to Nashville and Memphis, Tennessee. And as the result of co-hosting the Blues Hall of Fame, I was able to put together a single of Elmore James' classic, Shake Your Moneymaker. And I did a collaboration with my good friend Rev Payton and his group Rev Payton's Big Damn Band. And we also had Colonel Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs. He was on that single. So we did that one at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. And because I had access to, you know, Tennessee from Chicago, I was able to make these collaborations happen.
That's Dom Flemons, heard there singing with Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band on Shake Your Moneymaker. Flemons performs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, part of the CU Folk and Roots Festival. You can find a link to the full festival schedule at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 63 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Kate Grossman, Harrison Malkin, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.